And now we go from books to another form of entertainment and escape during this pandemic. The theater, or more specifically, the drive-in movie theater, that is.
Show starts in 1 minute. Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.
In the 1950s, Illinois had more than 100 drive-ins. Now that number has dwindled to fewer than a dozen. While indoor movie theaters are closed, though, drive-ins were able to open up last week, making them one of the rare forms of public entertainment that's still available right now. Joining us are two Illinois drive-in theater owners. Mike Haroon has owned the Harvest Moon in Gibson City for more than 30 years, and Doug Knight is owner of Route 66 Drive-In in Springfield. Mike and Doug, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
So, Mike, I want to start with you. For those who have not been to the theater there, can you tell us a bit about Harvest Moon Drive-In in Gibson City? What would it be like on a summer evening, at least before the pandemic?
Well, before the pandemic, we had a carousel we ran free. We have a train that we run for free for the kids. And then we have grass areas in front of both screens that the kids would play in. And it was like going to a big tailgate party, and people really had a good time. We allowed pets and stuff like that.
And cars could be closer together, I guess. People could sit outside their cars.
Two cars between the poles. That's all changed now. But obviously, it's a lot different right now. But we're doing it for the safety of our patrons. We do one car between two poles. So there's probably 15 feet apart between people. Our concession, you no longer can go inside of it. We have walk-up windows, which we keep spacing 6 foot apart, and stuff like that. And we have somebody, bathroom attendants that are constantly cleaning after everybody. And it's more labor-intense right now, but it's just what we have to do to be safe.
Mm-hmm. And Doug, what about you? Can you tell us about the Route 66 drive-in?
Yeah, it's a 12-screen. We hold about 252 cars on each side. Right now we're limiting that to 125. We're skipping every other spot. Unlike the Harvest Moon, we don't have the poles still in our place. We just paint some stripes. And, again, you can't have people inside, so we have an app where they can order all their food, and then they get a text when it's ready, and then they come to the window for pickup. Same for the gate. We do advanced sales only. We're not allowed to handle any cash at the gate, so they come in with a barcode on their phone or a piece of paper, and we scan it and let them in.
And so both of your drive-ins opened this past weekend, as I understand it. Mike, is this about when, the time of year, when your theater in Gibson City would normally open for the season?
No, we actually would open the 1st of April, the end of March.
Okay.
Would have been a normal opening. We're a little over a month later. I'm grateful we can open.
Yeah, and Doug, what about you? Same question. Same time frame for Route 66?
Yeah, typically the first weekend of April, we open. Unless there's a blockbuster comes out the week before, we might open a week early. But usually the weather's pretty stable by then that people can get out and enjoy. And, of course, they can't be out of their cars right now either. They have to be in their cars. So,
yeah,
bit of a re-education process what the ramps are for, because lots of people don't understand what they're used for. So,
you know, it's interesting you mentioned a big blockbuster, but we've obviously seen movie studios delaying a lot of big releases until the fall. The James Bond movie, the next Marvel movie, Black Widow. Doug, I'm wondering, are you able to get prints or hard drives or however movies come these days? Or, I mean, if you need to, can you pop a classic Blu-ray in there? How does the process work of getting movies at this time?
Yeah, we have the capability of doing both. If we do get a classic, we use a Blu-ray. But right now we're running stuff that came out after January, more towards the March, and then we'll probably be backing up to the end of the year. This weekend we've got Call of the Wild and 1917 playing, and we just finished up with Trolls and oh gosh, it's Escape with Me right now. Man.
That's all right. Mike, what about you? Are you able to get the movies you want, or what does your programming look like?
Well, right now we just did Trolls and Far Away, and it's not what it normally would be. we're doing the best we can. The good thing about the movie studios, they're being a little nicer about the older prints. Let us have some content to put on the screen, and that helps. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure when the movies come out, if we can get them, they'll let us have them. But like you said, there's been such an upset in the whole distribution deal. It's just, you got to wait like everybody else. You know, they want to make money too, and I understand that.
Yeah. And Mike, I understand you've also been opening up your drive-in theater to like school graduations and ceremonies too.
Yep. We've got a couple of those scheduled, and we have one wedding that's going to be there. And it's just, we have one church service coming from Champaign. They asked us, and I said, yep. And we're not charging for any of that. We're trying to be good, give back. You know,
yeah.
It's a tough time for everybody. That's the one thing I can say. It's true. We are all in this together. So
sure. And Mike, obviously, drive-in movie theaters have struggled around the country in recent decades with Netflix becoming more popular, and there are only about, I think the stats our producer found, about 300 drive-in theaters around the country still left. I mean, do you view this in some way as an opportunity for people to rediscover the drive-in? As I said earlier, there aren't a whole lot of other public entertainment options available right now.
Well, it definitely is, because normally we'd have competition with everything, which we've always been pretty strong. I've been pretty blessed that way. But like this year, with no county fair, no state fair, graduations, all the things that normally would take away from us are not there. No ball games, no nothing. So we're pretty well the only entertainment you're going to get right now. And I hope the other opens up soon. You know, we're going to do the best we can, because we can only run half capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, like they said, we can't allow people to be out of their vehicles. It's nothing close to any normal, but it still gets you out of the house, and it's better than being trapped in. How's that?
Yeah. And Doug, similar question to you. I mean, the Route 66 drive-in, for people who are not familiar with it, this is on the south end of Springfield. It's part of a much larger entertainment complex called Knights Action Park. There's water slides, go-karts, mini golf. I wonder, what is your outlook for the summer overall?
Well, we were hoping to start opening after this June 1st, after the shelter-at-home order, but that does not look, with this new five-phase plan, the governor's new five-phase plan. It's going to be, it could be the end of June, 1st of July before we get anything open right now. I mean, it's kind of crazy and scary, because I've got a finite season. I mean, when school starts, my season's over, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you had to, I mean, have you had to, I don't know, lay off staff or just hold off on hiring? I imagine you have a lot of young people who come to work there, and, you know, as lifeguards and that sort of thing.
Well, we've got our staff hired, and I was fortunate enough to get in on that payroll protection program. So I think I've got my labor expense covered through about the third week of June, which will help a little bit. But after that, I'm hanging out there on my own. So at least my employees are really afraid that they're not going to be able to have a job or earn any money to go back to school with. So,
sure.
And I get it. You know, they're asking if they're going to be a lifeguard, if they can do something else, and stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, you know, we got so many positions to go around. So we're hoping for the best.
Okay. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us today. Doug Knight is the owner of the Route 66 Drive-In in Springfield, and Mike Haroon is owner of Harvest Moon Drive-In in Gibson City. Doug and Mike, thanks again for being here with us today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. Tomorrow, we're working on a story about gap years. If you're a high school senior who's considering taking a gap year because of the pandemic, or maybe if your plans for the fall have changed, send us an email, talk@21stshow.org, or better yet, you can send us a voicemail. A voice memo, I should say. You record it on your phone, email it to us. We've posted a video on how to do just that at the top of our Twitter page. Once again, if you're a high school senior considering a gap year, send us a voice memo or an email, talk@21stshow, or you can tweet us @21stshow, which is also where we tweet out links with more of what we're talking about on the program every day. You should also subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a segment. You can find that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR One. Just search for The 21st. Our program is produced by Libby Foster and Anna Casey. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director, and a special thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.